Parvez, the second chapter, the eighth Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, in Masechtas Kedushin. Mishnah begins as follows. On the Kadesh Bechelko, the person betroths, the person is Makadesh and Isha, with his portion of a Rabban Ben Kodshi Kodashim, Ben Kodashi Kalim, Eina Mekodeshes. A Kohen who decides that he's going to use his portion from the sacrifice, which would be allowed to share with the fellow Kohanim. And regardless, says our Mishnah, if it's Kodshe Kodashim, if it's considered a higher level of Kedusha, such as meat that comes from a Chatas or an Asham, belongs to the Kohanim. What if it's Kodshe Kalim, if it's considered more of a minor type of sacrifice, such as Shlamim, from which the Kohanim received the Chazev, the breast, or the hind leg, again, for them to be eaten, she would not be mikudeshes. What is the reason why a Kohen cannot use meat from a korban to betroth a young lady? The reason is this meat is considered from Shulchan Gavoha. It's considered for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is for consumption only. It is not, they don't own it, it's not like it's really totally theirs, but it's almost like they're sharing it, they're consuming it with the Mizbeach. And just like the Mizbeach consumes its portion, its chelek, so too the Kohen must also consume his portion as well, and not give it away to someone else. Our Mishnah continues, the Meister Sheni, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid Lokidesh, Yivrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ben Shogeg Lokidesh, Ben Mezid Kidesh. What happens if a person uses Meister Sheni? Person betroths a woman with Meiser Sheni, food which needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If it's an error, meaning he inadvertently did it, whether he did not know or she did not know that it was Meiser Sheni, or if it was Bemezi, they both knew that it was Meiser Sheni, it is Eina Mekudeshes. That is according to Rav Meir, who holds that Meiser Sheni is actually considered similar to food from the Mizbeach, it is considered the property of Kodesh, the property of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the only thing a person can do is eat it in Yerushalayim, not to give it away to somebody else, like for Kesef Kedushin, or Shvei Kesef of Kesef Kedushin. Rav Yehuda says, however, no, if it was an error, not Mekudeshes. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's bemezid, if he intentional with intent, then there is kiddushin. According to Rav Meir, since Meiser Sheni is the property of the individual, therefore, if a person intentionally is Mekadesh and Isha and tells her, this, I'm giving you Meiser Sheni, the kiddushin would be valid. However, if he were to be Mekadesh to her by mistake, she didn't know that she was receiving Meiser Sheni, she'd have to take and eat in Yerushalayim. The Kedushin is an error, there's a taos, and would not be valid. Last part of our Mishnah, Ubehekdesh, Bemezid, Kidesh, Ubeshogeg, Lo Kidesh, Divrei, Rebbe, Meir. According to Rav Meir, for person who's Hekdesh, the article which is designated for the base of Mindash, to maintain the temple, and if he knew that it was, in fact, property of the Mikdash, then the Kedushin would be valid. If, however, it was done in error and he didn't know, the Kedushin would not be valid. Rabbi Meir holds that a person who intentionally wants to derive benefit from an article that was consecrated of Hekdesh, he does so with the Kavana, with the intent of removing the Kedusha, of removing the sacred status from this object, and therefore loses its Kedusha, and the woman is Mekudeshes. If ever he acted by mistake, and not realize this item that he's using to betroth that Isha was in fact Hekdesh, it is very, very possible that he did not want that item to lose its Kedusha, sanctified status, because of using it for Kesef Kedushin. Therefore, that article, this item, would still remain Hekdesh, would still remain sanctified, and therefore the Kiddushin would not be valid. That is according to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, he argues. Rav Yehuda says, "V'shogeg kiddush, v'mezid lo kiddush." Rav Yehuda says that a person who intentionally wants to derive benefit from this hekdesh, from the sanctified object, he does not cause it to lose its kedusha, and therefore the kedushin would be invalid. It would not be tofet. However, a person who unintentionally wanted to derive benefit from hekdesh, it would cause it to lose its kedusha, and therefore the kedushin would be valid according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what is the halacha? The halacha actually is according to Rav Meir when it comes to Maaser Sheni, and the halacha is according to Rav Yehuda when it comes to Hekdesh. Mishnah Tes, the ninth Mishnah in the second Perek. The Mishnah will, in fact, teach us a halacha that if a person is Makadish and Isha with an article, with an item, and it is also to benefit, there's Isser Hanah on this item, it's as if this item has absolutely no monetary significance whatsoever. It is not really worth the pruta. Therefore, a person in Kaddish and Isha using any one of these items, any one of these objects, the Kiddushin, the betrothal, would not be valid. A Mishnah provides us with such a list. A Makadesh Ba'orla, a man is Makadesh and Isha with fruits of an Orla. Orla, a person cannot eat fruit from a tree for the first 3 years, and uses that fruit to Makadesh and Isha, or with Kilei HaKerem. Kilei HaKerem are Kilayim, are seeds that were planted in a vineyard. The person is not permitted to receive Hana from Kilei HaKerem, or Shor HaNiskal, or from an ox which was sentenced by Beis Din to be stoned because it killed a human being. It is actually put to death itself. Or an Egla Arufa, or an Egla Arufa, a calf, which is about to be used to perform the Egla Arufa ceremony, which is discussed in the 21st chapter in Sefer Dvarim, which deals with an individual that's found a corpse, the person finds a dead body, we do not know exactly who is responsible for it, we do not know who committed such a hideous act, therefore the elders, the closest city, have to take responsibility, and part of this ceremony is the breaking of this calf, the neck of the calf. That calf is an Egla Arufa, and cannot receive any Hanah from it at all. Tzipori Mitzorah, part of a person who receives Mitzorah, goes through a ritual process, and two boards have to be taken in order to affect the Tahara, the purification of a person on Mitzorah. So again, these boards as well, a person would not be allowed to have any Hanah from, or the Se'ar of a Nazir, hair from a Nazir, also a person can't receive any Hanah from it whatsoever. Or Peter Hamor, a firstborn from a donkey, not allowed to receive any Hanah from. Or Basa V'chala, the person cooks kosher meat and kosher milk together, you can't receive any Hanah from that mixture. Or with Chulin, that was shechted in the temple courtyard, in the Mikdash. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, all of these things. Eina mekudeshes, a woman would not be mekudeshes. Again, as we said before, it is also to receive benefit from any one of these items. They don't have any monetary value, and the kedusha would not be affected. And ends our Mishnah, mecharon, if a person were to sell these items to a non-Jew, and the kiddush b'dmehem, and took that money, and with that money that he sold one of those listed items, for example, the basar v'chalav, meat and milk cooked together, a person sells it to a non-Jew and takes that money and is makadesh and betrothed in Isha, then, in such a situation, the money from an item sold can be used for Hesef Kiddushin, and the money doesn't have on it an Isser Hadad, there's no Asr to receive benefit from it, and therefore the Kiddushin would in fact be valid. There are, though, two items which, if they, if Isser Hadad, you can't get benefit from them, and if you sell them their money also, you still would not be able to use for Kiddushin. They are money which was acquired from selling Avodah Zarah, or money that was acquired from produce that was sold during Shemitah. In such a case, those two items would in fact, the money sourced from those items, the proceeds from sale of those items, because it would not be allowed to have any Hana'ah from them. They almost have the same status as the item themselves. Otherwise, though, most things which they might be usher to have any benefit from this Isser Hana'ah, if sold, their money does not have Isser Hana'ah. This money would not be considered to be invalid to betroth a woman.